chapter 25. Praise the Lord. As you're turning there, let me say a big thank you to Brother and Sister Jones and their hospitality to us last night and today, opening their home to us and fixing such a wonderful meal. And I have become addicted to Sister Jones's pasta salad. And I think that I have ate enough carbohydrates. If I act a little sluggish, I'm probably a little weighted down tonight. But it has been a treat and a joy to spend time and fellowship with them. You're blessed here at Broadway Assembly. You are blessed. God bless you so much. And also to spend time with Brother and Sister Cruz. And I got to understand that Cruz is his last name, not his first name, last night. And I all this time, I thought Brother Cruz, that was his first name. And to come to find out that I was wrong. Amen. We appreciate them in their spirit. Wonderful couple. Matthew chapter 25, verse number 14. I've got a few scriptures here to read. That's all right. You probably haven't read your Bible today anyway. So you young folks will get a little Bible reading in. How many says amen to that? All right. For the kingdom, verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reaped where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I want to preach tonight on this thought, from potential to productive. You can be seated. From potential to productive. Amen. You know, I believe that we're living in a generation. And I may say and be a little repetitive of some of the things that I said last night, because I came kind of with a burden and maybe what you call a theme for this generation. And I believe it's not just for Broadway Assembly, but for all of our young folks across this great nation. Amen. Because the devil is trying to belittle this generation, trying to convince every one of you that you don't have what it takes to be anything for God. You don't have anything or the capabilities or the talents that you need to be productive in the work of God. And I want to tell you something. I'm tired of the devil degrading and belittling our young people. You don't have to drop your heads around nobody. Praise God. You have got what it takes to be a man or a woman of God. One of the greatest tragedies in life would be to have the ability to do something but never get it done. Have the ability to be a great man. Have the ability to be a great woman. Have the ability to be a doctor. Have the ability to be a lawyer. Have the ability to be a senator or congressman. Amen. Or some great preacher or some great preacher's wife. But never be that person that God intended for you to be. Bernard Shaw played the what if game shortly before he died. Mr. Shaw asked a reporter, if you could live your life over and be anybody that you have known or any person from history, who would you be? I would choose, replied Shaw, to be the man that George Bernard Shaw could have been but never was. Amen. Amen. I don't want to live my life and people look at me and say, he could have done that, or he could have done this, or he could have been that, or he could have been this person, but he never was. I want it to be said about me that he was everything that God wanted him to be. Praise God. Amen. God has given every one of us the potential or the power to do what he has called us to do. I really believe, not only do I believe, I know that God has a divine plan for each and every person's life that is sitting here tonight. And I know that sounds kind of mundane and that sounds kind of boring and amen, but it is a powerful statement to know that God has a plan for your life. Amen. God has a place in His kingdom forever. It don't matter who you are. It don't matter what side of the tracks you was born on. It don't matter the color of the skin. It don't matter where you came from. God, amen, there is a place in the kingdom of God for you. Don't matter if you can sing or not. Don't matter if you can testify or not. Don't matter if you can play music or not. Don't matter if you're a preacher or not. Amen. From the youngest to the oldest, there is a place in the kingdom of God for you. Amen. Amen. You see, one thing that everybody that's sitting in this room has in common is we all have potential. We have potential to do great and mighty things from God. I read to you in my text, just like, amen, in the parable where he gave one 5 talents and one 2 talents. And one talent. He gave every one of them talents according to their own ability. And it was not until they'd done something with the talents they did have that God would give them more. Amen. You see, so I can't complain that if I can't sing like so and so, or if I can't testify like so and so, or if I can't play music like so and so, or if I can't witness to the lost like so and so, amen, if I'm not doing something with what God has already given me. Amen. You see, I can't move to the second grade until I pass the first grade. And I can't get to the fifth grade, come on somebody, till I pass the fourth grade. And the reason some of you can't get out of the place, amen, that you are spiritually stuck in is because you can't get past where you're at and do something with what you already got so God can give you something more. Amen. Because God gives to every man or every young person according to his own desire. Amen. God gives as much of Him to somebody as they want of Him. Amen. Amen. So if you don't have any more, amen, of God than what you've got, it's because you don't desire any more of God than what you've got. Amen. For I still believe the old scripture that says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. That's why Smith Wigglesworth, he stood at the edge of the Niagara Falls as he watched those millions of gallons of water, amen, rushing over the top, amen, and falling down below. And he stood there and he said, like that, God, amen, like that, I want you in me like that. Amen. Now listen, I can't get jealous, amen, of how God used Smith Wigglesworth, amen, until I have the same desire that Smith Wigglesworth has. Amen. I come to preach to you young folks, the only thing that's holding you back, amen, from being everything God wants you to be is you. Amen. If you get hungry for God, and if you get a desire for God, you can have God. You can have as much of God as you want to have of God. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to tell you something. Amen. God does not play hide and go seek with us. Amen. God does not hold out a blessing in front of us. In every step we take toward Him, He takes three steps back. Amen. God wants to have a relationship with you tonight. No. I get tired of this mentality. I get tired, Brother Jones, of this victim mentality in our young folks that says, well, amen, God just won't use me, and I just ain't nobody in the kingdom of God. Amen, I come to tell you, amen, you can have a relationship with Christ, amen, like Smith Wigglesworth had, to where it's not just a drop, amen, it's not just a drizzle, but out of your belly shall flow rivers, amen, of living water. Amen. Stop complaining about what you don't have and say, God, give me something that I've never had. I want to be productive in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, amen. There was a young man who was searching for God. Amen. And he went to this older gentleman, this wise, young, wise, older saint. And he said, amen, mister. He said, I'm in a pursuit of God. I'm in a pursuit, amen, to find God. And that wise, elderly saint of God took that young man out to the river. Walked him out about neck deep. Grabbed him and shoved him underwater. And he held him there 30 seconds, 45 seconds, 1 minute. 1 minute, 30 seconds. And all of a sudden that young man began to kick. He began to fight. He began to twist and turn until he broke loose and surfaced up from the water and said, what in the world are you doing? And that older man looked at him and said, son, until you get as hungry for God as you was for air, amen, you'll never find God. Amen, I want to tell you, and still, amen, some of you young folks, amen, get as hungry for God. Amen, some of you boys, get as hungry for God as you do the Cleveland Browns. You'll never find God. Amen, and still some of you get as hungry for God as you do finding a boyfriend and finding a girlfriend. You'll never find God. Amen, but when you get desperate, amen, to come to, amen, Power Surge on a Friday night and say, I don't care who's sitting beside me, I gotta find God. That's when you'll find Him. Amen. I'm afraid a lot of our meetings has turned into nothing more than us talking about what we can do. Amen. Bragging about our potential. Oh, hallelujah. Look at what we can do for God. Look at where we can go. Amen. We get excited about what we can do. But we never move from potential to productive. Amen. We walk out of a meeting like this and we say, my God, man, I'm gonna fast 3 weeks straight. Amen. I ain't eating, I ain't drinking. I ain't going to Pizza Hut. And before the service is over, 2 hours down the road, you're at Camp Blessing eating a big old cheeseburger. Come on. Amen. Amen. You know why? Because we get excited about what we can do. But the problem is we never turn that potential into production. Amen. Do you know, does anybody know what the wealthiest spot on the earth is? It's not the oil fields in Iran. It's not the diamond mines in South Africa. It's not the silver mines in Central America. Amen. The wealthiest spot on the earth is in every little town. You probably passed one. Amen. On your way to church tonight, it's in the graveyard. Amen. You know why the graveyard is so wealthy? Amen. It's filled with nothing but buried potential. Amen. Books that was never written. Music that was never sung. Amen. Paintings that nobody saw. Poetry nobody read. Businesses that was never started. Amen. Dreams that never became reality. Amen. It's full of awesome, powerful young men. Amen. Who died drunks. Amen. It's full of powerful young ladies who died as prostitutes. Amen. It's full of pastors. Amen. Who was drug addicts. Amen. It's full of preachers' wives.
amen, who committed suicide. Amen. Why? Because all they could do was talk about it. But they never done it. Amen. But I would to God tonight, amen, that somebody in this house, amen, would rise up and say, when I die, I want to die empty. I want to die being everything that God wants me to be. If He wants me to be a preacher, I'll be a preacher. If He wants me to win the loss, I'll win the loss. I just want to be what God wants me to be. Amen. You know what? Amen. Amen. If it's okay, could I just a little bit more on, amen, just a little bit more on the monitor, please. Brother, amen. You know what I'm afraid of? A lot of our young folks, Brother Bailey, are like that old car that looks pretty on the outside. Amen. Tail lights are flashing bright. Radios are working good. Tires are new. Motor runs. But the transmission is stuck in neutral. Amen. Come on, somebody. Oh, hey, man, I want to tell you something. I don't care how pretty your truck is. I don't care what kind of tires you got on your truck. Boys, I don't care what kind of paint job you got on it. If it ain't got the ability to get it out of neutral, it's to no avail. Amen. Come on now. And for the most part, a lot of our young folks, amen, are nothing more than pretty vehicles. They got nice cars. They got a standard on the outside. They can talk the talk, but they can't live it and walk the walk. Come on, somebody. Amen. They got the standard, but they never go anywhere. They never do anything. Amen. Oh, yeah. Come on now. He don't mind if you shout while I'm preaching. He don't mind if you get charged up on Friday night. Amen. And shout around, kick your shoe heels off. He just don't want you to walk out those doors. Amen. And live up to your potential. Amen. I'm telling you, the devil don't care how pretty your car is or how nice a standard we have. Amen. As long as you never do anything for the kingdom of God. Amen. As long as you come to church and you sit in the back and text on your cell phone. Amen. As long as you come to church. Amen. And start skipping prayer meeting. Amen. He don't care how good you look as long as you ain't in the prayer rooms. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. But I think tonight, amen, that God's telling some of you, amen, I'm tired of hearing your motor roar. Amen. I'm tired of looking at your pretty car. Amen. I've come to Power Surge to give you power, to give you the ability to put it in the drive and do something great for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Stop talking about what you're going to do. Start doing it. Amen. Amen. Like that man walked on the national television talk show. He's a bodybuilder. When he walked in, he flexed his muscles. Everybody screamed and cheered and clapped and hollered. Thought it was awesome. First question that host asked him was this: what do you do with all those muscles? He sat there and looked at him, thought about it, jumped up and flexed real hard. The crowd began to clap and cheer. They calmed down. Talk show said, what do you do with all those muscles? Amen. He got a puzzled look on his face, jumped up again, flexed real big. Amen. Everybody clapped and cheered the third time that happened. He sat there and looked. He said, I don't have a clue what I do with all these muscles. Amen. Because you see, he had the looks, but he had nothing to do with them. Come on, somebody. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. I don't care how big your youth group is. Amen. I don't care if you got 125 in your youth group. Amen. If you ain't out there doing something productive for God, amen, it's all to no avail. Give me a group of young folks. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Give me a youth group. Amen. They're just two. When they go play basketball, it's one on one. Amen. Amen. Come on now. Amen. When they have hot dog suppers, you just gotta buy one package. Amen. Give me a handful of young folks. Amen. That walks in their potential. Amen. Then give me 120. Amen. That all they can do is shoot a basketball. Amen. And roast hot dogs. But they never witness about Christ. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. I'm telling you, those two or three will change the community and change the world. Amen. Stop talking about, come on, Broadway. Amen. Stop acting like you're something great. Be something great. Stop talking about it and start doing it. Amen. Potential is the ability to become, but never been. It's untapped power. It's dormant ability. It's hidden strength. It's unused success. It's who you are, but nobody knows yet. Hallelujah. It's not what you can do. It's what you haven't done yet. It's not how far you can go, but it's where you haven't gone yet. Amen. That's why you should never brag about how spiritual you used to be. God wants to know, what are you doing now? Amen. Amen. Come on now. You see, it's all about what God has put on the inside of you. And I'm afraid we got a generation that don't even know the potential that God has put on the inside of you. Amen. Some of your parents don't even know who you're going to be. Amen. Can I tell you, God's got bigger dreams for you than you've got for yourself. I never dreamed that I'd be standing, amen, in this generation preaching, amen, to these generation of young folks. I never dreamed that God, amen, would use something so insignificant like myself. Amen. But you see, I didn't know the seed that God had put on the inside of me. Come on, somebody. Amen. That's why the devil wants to destroy you. That's why the devil wants you to mess up your character, young man. That's why the devil wants you to mess up your integrity. Amen. He wants to mess up your life because God has put something on the inside of you. Amen. It's not you that He's attacking. It's what's in you that He's attacking. Amen. It's not you that He wants to destroy. It's what you're carrying He wants to destroy. Amen. The reason that some of you have been through what you're going through, amen, is because the devil wants to destroy the seed, amen, that God's put inside of you. Amen. But I wish tonight, amen, somebody would rise up. All I need is one, amen, to rise up and say, what I've got inside, I ain't giving it to Hollywood. I'm not giving it to Friday night. I'm going to give it to God and let God use it. God has placed a seed of everything in itself. He has put everything in itself. That's why God doesn't have to create people and animals and trees anymore. They just keep coming out of themselves. The seed is in itself. You probably can't see this, but in my hand, I hold an apple seed. Amen. Anybody see that? And they probably can't. I hold in my hand an apple seed. Amen. I just dropped an apple seed. Amen. Praise the Lord. So what's in my hand? You're good. Amen. Amen. All right, kids, what's in my hand? Okay. Let's go back to school. Amen. All right, kids, what's in my hand? Apple seed. Amen. Praise God. But the fact is, it's an apple seed. But the truth is, it's more than an apple seed. Come on, somebody. You see, fact is a thing, is what a thing is at its present state. Amen. The fact is, you've messed up. The fact is that you've been a failure. The fact is that you've, amen, walked away from God. The fact is that you've let down your guard. The fact is, amen, that you're broken. But the truth is, God's not finished with me yet. Hallelujah. The fact is, we all fail. The fact is, we all mess up. The fact is, amen, I'm a nobody. Amen. But the truth is, I'm more than what I look like. So the fact is, it's an apple seed. But the truth is, amen. Amen. The truth is, it's more than an apple seed. In this apple seed, amen, is another apple. Amen. Which has another seed. Come on now. Amen. But that's not even really the truth. For in this apple seed, amen, is another apple that has more seeds, that has another tree, that has more fruit, that has more seed, that has more trees, that has more fruit, that has more seeds, that has more trees, that is so really in my hand, I hold the whole apple orchard. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. The devil would like for you to think you're nothing but a little seed. Amen. The devil would like for you young folks to think, amen, you're a nothing and a nobody going nowhere. But hang on, David. I may look like a freckled-faced boy. I may look like a ruddy boy that's on the backside of the desert. But there's a king inside the tent. And I got something in me that the devil wants to destroy. Amen. I've come to tell you, you're not just another boy. There could be a preacher inside. You're not just another young lady. There could be a preacher's wife. You got more in you than what you think you got. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. That's why the devil wants to kill the seed. Because if he can kill the seed, he can kill what you can become. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Don't underestimate that young boy who's always the last one in the altar. And can I just talk? Young people's talk? Can I? Okay. That one that looks like a geek. That's what we call them. Y'all never heard that word around here? Oh, man. I've heard so many young people. Oh, look at him. He's always, what a nerd. What a geek. How stupid. How foolish. Always shouting around that altar. Always getting in and praising God. Never underestimate the boy who's at the altar the last, with his shirt tail out and his necktie crooked and his suit coat off and tears running down his face. You don't know what's inside him. Never underestimate some of these young boys that's sitting right here in these pews right here. You may think, oh, they're just another kid. You could be looking at the next youth camp preacher sitting right here in these pews. Hallelujah. Young lady, you see, that's why the devil, that's why abortion is at an all-time high. That's why we kill over 50 million babies worldwide in a year. Amen. He's not killing babies. He's killing seeds. Come on now. Amen. Oh, amen. I want to tell you something. Amen. Even though you may not look like much, in God's eyes, He sees potential. Hallelujah. That's why God don't throw seeds away. In every failure, in every battle, God has hid a seed of success. Amen. Peter was down to nothing. He had failed God. He had forsaken God. Amen. He had even said, I don't even know who he is. But in his greatest failure, God hid a little seed down in him. Hallelujah. A little comeback seed that nobody saw. And on the day of Pentecost, Peter stood up and preached that great message. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, just because you failed God doesn't mean you can't ever be used by God. Oh, I won't say that again. Just because you failed God doesn't mean you can't ever be used by God. Amen. Noah, you've heard that Noah was a drunk. Abraham was too old. Jacob was a liar. Joseph was abused. Moses was a murderer. Gideon was afraid. Samson was a womanizer. David was an adulterer. Elijah was suicidal. Jonah ran from God. Peter denied Christ. Zacchaeus was too small. And Lazarus was dead. And you know what they all had in common? There was a comeback seed in them. Hallelujah. There was something in them that when the devil said they're down for the count, God says, get back up. Get up. I can still use you. Amen. The devil says you're a failure. The devil says you failed God. But that's not the end of the story. Get back up and be something for God. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad he don't save me for what I was. He saves me for what I can become. I'm fixing the clothes. Amen. You see, I started out to be a preacher of the gospel. I knew that my potential. I knew that God had a seed inside me when I was 10 and 11 years old to preach the gospel. I carried around in my in my Bible at church a little piece of paper that had sermon titles on it. I'm not kidding you, probably close to 100 sermon titles. I didn't have a message with them. Man, I had a title. I didn't have no scriptures to go with them. Oh, I had a title. I mean, I remember one was A Heartbeat from Home. I mean, it sounds kind of cheesy now. One of them was Born to Win. I mean, I remember, Brother Cruz, I was going to be a preacher. You see, God had placed a little seed down inside me. Hey, man, I got married. Hey, man, and I'll never forget the night. Hey, man, we was in revival. Hey, man, and my dad got up. We had a great service. And he said, right now, somebody mark your calendar. God's done something great in the service. Little did he know that God called me to preach at night. Amen. I called him. I said, I think I know what you're talking about. Amen. I feel like that God's called me to preach. Preach my first message. Amen. Amen. I think that was in May when I preached my first message. Amen. I thought, man, I'm going to set the world on fire. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I preached my first message and then I sat. Hallelujah. In the church pew. Amen. Thinking, what in the world's going on? Amen. You see, the devil wanted to kill the seed. That's God planted. Come on, somebody. Amen. Let me tell you what happened, all right? Amen. Give me just a few minutes. 10 minutes, all right? Everybody give me 10 minutes. Praise God. God put a little seed inside of me. Amen. I'll never forget it on August. Amen. August the 9th, I believe it was, in 2001. I worked on portable buildings, and that's what I'd done for a living. I went out on that Monday morning, amen, I went to build a building, and the guy I was working with was shooting a nail gun, and I was standing there about 6 feet from him, amen, and we were sitting there watching him. I'd done all the cutting, and he'd done all the nailing, and I'd done my part, and I was just sitting here looking at him, took my sunglasses, put them on top of my head. He was beating that bore with a 16-penny nailer, 120 pounds of pressure, amen, beating it, had the trigger pulled, you know, one of the passo guns, you know, that you have to hit to make it engage. Amen. I was sitting there watching him, and all of a sudden that gun went off and that nail flew and stuck right in my right eye. Amen. Instantly put my eye out. Amen. And I pulled it out and covered my eye and ran to the hospital. And amen, I'll make a long story short. Amen. That's why sometimes I look a little cross-eyed, okay? You're looking at a one-eyed preacher. Amen. Brother Gary Smith, you know about that, don't you? Down from Nixon, we had some fun with this eyeball, didn't we? Amen. Take that thing out. You get a lot of free meals with that. Amen. Tell them you found it at the buffet at Golden Corral. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. You got the buffet to yourself. Praise God. Amen. Amen. But, amen. Amen. But you see what the devil was trying to do? He's trying to kill the seed that was inside. Amen. I remember laying there in the hospital bed. Amen. I had 2 major surgeries. Amen. They told me you had to take your eye out or your other one will go blind. So I decided we was trusting God to heal it. And we had to make a decision. So we said, let's do what's right. I definitely don't want to go blind. Amen. They said, amen. Here's the miracle though. Amen. You see, the devil tries to destroy and the devil has a plot, but God's got a plan. Amen. Amen. That nail stopped 1/8 of an inch from my brain. Hey, 1/8 of an inch. That doctor told me, he said it was equivalent to being shot with a .22 caliber gun. He said it should have went plumb through your head. 2 things should have happened. You should have died or been paralyzed. And you can obviously see I'm neither one of those tonight. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But I want to tell you something. I laid there in that hospital bed. Amen. And the devil would put things in my mind. Said, oh yeah. Yeah, you was a preacher, wasn't you? Yeah, you'll never get called anywhere, will you? Amen. Yeah, you're done. You're finished. Amen. But little did I know God had tucked a little comeback seed down inside my heart. Amen. And I remember that Tuesday night. Amen. As I laid there in the hospital bed. Amen. My wife asleep and my mother somewhere else. And me all by myself early in the morning. And the devil saying, yeah, you're nothing. You're nobody. You'll never be anything for God. Amen. And I came to a point that either I can get bitter or I can get better. And I quoted the scripture that night. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. Amen. And that night, amen, God took the little comeback seed. Amen. And what the devil meant for evil, God turned it around for the good. Amen. And I stand here tonight, amen, preaching the gospel. Because when I fell, and when it looked like it was over, and it looked like the devil had won, amen, I did something nobody else had done before. Amen. Amen. Well, somebody done it before. Amen. But never me and my my life. Amen. I never got a resiliency. I never had a tenacity until that night. I said, I refuse to go down. I refuse to be... Hallelujah. 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 And tonight, I'm a preacher of the gospel because I had a seed that wouldn't die. I want to tell you tonight. I live with a reminder every day that the devil can't kill what God starts. He that hath begun a good work in you shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I shouldn't be here tonight. Shouldn't be here preaching the gospel to you tonight. But I am, because there's a seed inside of me that God has flourished. And God said, you know what? When the devil says kill it, God said let it live. Come on, Cecily, come there. Where you at, Samson? Where you at, Samson? You failed God. You failed God. You're in a prison house. You're grinding. You're grinding in the prison. What'd you do, Samson? I went back on my commitment. I went back on my dedication. I went back on my consecration. Now you're in a prison house and you're grinding. And I can imagine Samson saying, Can you bring me a lad? Can you give me a lad? Come here, Drew. Is there a little boy? I can imagine that little boy comes and says, Mr. Samson, what happened? Well, son, you see, at once I was dedicated. At once I was consecrated. At once I had potential. At once I had potential to do something great for God. But I messed up. I failed God. Mr. Samson, you think God can ever use you again? I don't know, son. But I'll tell you what, let's do. If you can take me to the pillars. Hallelujah. I can imagine. Amen. As they begin to walk. And as that little boy began to lead Samson to the pillars. I can imagine that little lad said, Mr. Samson. Yeah, son. What's that on your head? I don't know. He said, it looks like hair is starting to grow again. Hallelujah. It looks like that just maybe God's about to use you again. Amen. Oh, man, I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. You see, some of you thought it was over. Some of you thought you'd never be used of God again. But what you ought to do spiritually speaking is just reach up there. I think I feel some hair starting to grow again. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Come here, Mr. Samson. Here's the pillars. Here's the pillars, Mr. Samson. And I can imagine Samson says, okay, boy, thank you for what you've done. Now I need you to get out of here, okay? I need you to run to the highest mountain. I'm going to count to 10 and I'm going to give you some time. Run, son. Get out of here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, God.
God, it's me again. Lord, I know that I had a call on my life. I know, God, that, Lord, you heavily anointed me at one time. I know, God, that I used to sing in the choir. I know, God, that I used to show up at prayer meeting. I know, God, that, Lord, when the preacher called, I was there. I know, God, that I used to not sit in the back. But, Lord, can you anoint me one more time? Oh, Samson began to push. And all of a sudden, that comeback seed. Oh, that potential turned to productivity. Hallelujah. In his greatest failure, God laid his hand on Samson one more time. And in his greatest failure was his greatest success. And God anointed him one more time. And the Bible said he done more at the end than he did at the beginning. Because God wasn't through with him yet. Amen. And I felt like tonight, as I was praying around this place, God, how do you want me to end this? How do you want me to go? I felt like tonight that there would be some here whom the devil says, you one time had it. You one time felt God. You one time played music. You one time sang in the choir. You one time came to prayer meeting. But now, for whatever reason, maybe something's happened in your life. You failed God. And you're saying, I just don't know if God can use me again. I'll tell you something. There's a seed inside of you that's bigger than what you think it is. God's got bigger plans for your life than you even know yourself. How about it tonight? I think God wants to take someone from potential to being productive. He wants you to stop talking about, well, one day I'll get saved. One day I'll do something great for God. God's saying, stop talking about it. Do it. I know it's a little different. Friday night, we're supposed to be running and shouting. We're supposed to be hooping and hollering. I heard the band playing as I walked outside before church. I guess you got a high school right down the road. I heard them playing. And I thought, all the wasted potential that's sitting up there in those stands, that's cheering something that's never saved them, can't deliver them. And here we are serving a God that says, if you'll give me your life, there's absolutely no telling what I'll do in your life. I'm telling you, we serve a God that possesses that kind of ability. And if some of you tonight would jump up out of your pew and say, God, like that, God, I want you in me like that. I want you in me like that. Like a river, God. Flow in me, God, like a river. What can take a young man in my youth group? What can take a young man in my youth group whose daddy died in prison and whose mama gave him up for adoption and whose mama's as a crack cocaine addict? What can take a young man like that? Put him in a little church in Claremore. Put him in an adoptive home. Send him to export. You know who I'm talking about. Make a preacher out of him. Live for God in those circumstances. What? You know what it is? It's a little seed that God has placed on the inside. I'm going to tell you something, boys and girls. God can use you in ways you never dreamed you'd be used. I'll never be what you are, Brother Meadow. Oh, yes, you can. I'll never be what Brother Cruz is. Oh, yes, you can. I'll never be Brother Jones. Oh, you can be great for God also. All you got to do is say, God, like that. I want you in me like that. Anybody tonight? You say, I'm waiting on you to make an altar call. I am making an altar call. I'm waiting for young folks to jump up out of your pew, run to this altar, throw your hands in the air, and say, like that, God. I want you in me like that. Why didn't you preach as high tonight, preacher? I'm telling you, if you'll throw your hands up and say, God, come in me like a river. Now you'll leave this place rejoicing and shouting. You'll leave this place under the mighty power of God. Come on, young folks. Stop talking about what you're going to do. Start doing it. Stop saying what you're going to do. Start doing it. Stop saying I'm going to be great. Start being it. Come on, look at all these seeds. Look at all these seeds that the devil would like to destroy. Look at all these seeds that the devil would like to destroy. Come on, young folks. Come on, young folks. Come on, young folks. Come on, moms and dads. Won't you pray with us tonight? Lay your hands on your children. Say, God, help them to become. Come on, there's something inside you. There's a seed that has fruit. That has trees, that has seeds, that has fruits, that has trees, that has seeds.
Refreshing.
Hallelujah.
Refilling. Reviving me.
Come on, what you gonna do with what God's given you?
It's a hunger and it's deep down inside.
What are you gonna do with what God's given you?
For the power of your Spirit to flow over me. Lord, I want the power of your Spirit to flow over me. Refreshing, refilling, reviving me.
The devil says, kill it. God says, let it live. Come on, God's looking at this generation and saying, you've got what it takes. You've got what it takes, young men. There's potential in you. Turn it into production. Come on, God's tired of hearing your motor roar. God's tired of seeing how pretty your car is. Come on, He wants to put some of you in drive. He wants to put some of you in action tonight.